Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guest is Joe Gamm. Hello, Joe.
Good morning.
Joe is our social services health reporter and covers a wide variety of other beats, including the House, and veterans. And he's here with us today to talk about some news that's been happening in the last week or so regarding veterans issues. And by that, we're talking about the National Cemetery. So Joe, kind of give us a background of the Jefferson City National Cemetery.
The cemetery came about just shortly after the Civil War. It wasn't a national cemetery at that time. It became a national cemetery late during the last century. It's about 2 acres. The cemetery sits in about the 1,000 block of East McCarty Street. It has some 1,800 sites, although it's been declared full since about the 1960s. There are actually some 1,792 headstones. Those headstones may also mark places where families are interred with veterans.
So I think that's something most folks may not know. So it's a veteran cemetery, but there are more than veterans who are interred there, correct?
Correct. And I don't have the exact number of people who have actually been buried there, but we do know that many are single veterans, others are veterans and their spouses, and others have a little bit larger immediate families.
Okay. So as you mentioned, the cemetery basically was nearing full, if not full, and there was a movement afoot a couple years ago to expand the cemetery. So kind of walk us through the background of that expansion plan.
In 2017, a group of veterans led by Pete Atkins gathered to start discussing possible expansion of the cemetery or the possibility of creating a second national cemetery in Jefferson City. Again, this space is only 2 acres and it's full. The first thought to expand, the gentleman thought about looking at some of the houses nearby, but they realized that there were a lot of those and that it would take some effort to get those houses, acquire them, and then expand the cemetery into those spaces. Then they started looking across the street, across Miller Street, which is where Miller Park is, which is a park that they realized was getting little use, and they approached the city about possibly using that space to expand onto.
So roughly, how big is East Miller Park?
I'm a little unclear on that. I think it's similar in size to the original cemetery.
Okay. And we would add parenthetically, just right next to the park is US 50, Witten Expressway. So it's somewhat landlocked beyond that. So,
correct.
So as part of this idea that the cemetery could expand into the park, there was some concern raised from the members of that neighborhood, basically, who use that park. They were upset about it. And so the city came up with a plan for an alternative park or a different park across Witten. Is that correct?
Correct. However, there was also some concern expressed that park would be inaccessible from folks on the north side of Witten Expressway or east side of Witten Expressway. But that there were very few people who raised that concern. Once they started discussing development of a park on the other side, folks that live on that side became pretty excited about the idea of having a new park in that community, which is in a depressed community.
Yeah.
And so they were pleased with that idea.
So the offer or the plan was brought to the council. The council approved the plan ultimately to offer the East Miller Park for a potential national cemetery expansion. So they had a contingency offer. They had to get approval from the Veterans Administration, correct, for the expansion?
That's correct. And everything they did had to get approval from the VA. That's where they ran into stumbling blocks. The VA has very specific rules about how far apart national cemeteries need to be or how near even state cemeteries need to be. Mm-hmm. Folks don't realize that state cemeteries have to meet criteria set by the VA. So they approached the VA from the very beginning, and they said, we have this idea, we'd like to expand this cemetery. The VA said no, because they have rules that say if veterans have a national cemetery or state cemetery within 75 miles of their homes, they don't need another one. With Jefferson City, there's one nearby in Fort Leonard Wood and one nearby in Jacksonville, which is north of Columbia. And they looked at those geographic conditions and decided that, no, Jefferson City did not need a new one. Mm.
That had to be disappointing to the veterans, because you and I have both had conversations with them. They were quite passionate about this. And I recall them talking about how they really wanted to have the resting place close to Jefferson City, where they lived all their life. And from the VA's perspective, I get it. It's an hour, hour and a half away. That, to them, seemed insurmountable. Not really ideal for them.
And again, these are men who are used to winning.
Yeah.
These are men who have led other men and are confident,
right,
and get their way. And when they are resolute, they don't stop. They don't surrender.
Yeah.
They are military men who,
yeah,
have learned over the years that they can accomplish anything.
They don't always take just an easy path. They were willing to put in the work. And so even though they got a no from the VA, then the next step was they started looking at state cemeteries, correct?
Correct. Correct. And so that process, in the midst of that, they made sure that they had funding in case the state needed some help creating the cemetery. And they approached the state very recently, had a meeting with the state, with the Veteran Commission, actually, and its director, Paul Kershaw, who is from California, Missouri. His wife is from Tipton. And they want to live here in Jefferson City the rest of their lives, you know, Paul said, and they would love, you know, he would love to be buried in a military cemetery. But they approached Paul and Paul's staff, and as they pitched the idea, they learned that, you know, the Veterans Commission not only operates the cemeteries, but it operates the veterans' homes. And the homes, because of the pandemic and probably other reasons, but mostly the pandemic, has been running at about 50% capacity, or the homes have been running at about 50% capacity, and that affects them financially. The homes aren't funded through the state, through the state budget. They are funded through things like gaming, medical marijuana. The VA pays a lot of funding to the homes, but that is dependent on the number of folks that are staying in the homes. And because folks can't stay in the homes, because they can't keep employees, their funding is down.
Yeah. I think that's one thing that really struck me as you were working on the story, which ran in our Sunday edition. And in our show notes, we'll have a link to that story that folks can read. But what really struck me is, until you understand the full scope of what's going on behind the scenes, it seems like a no-brainer. You know, you've got a city slash group of veterans willing to give property for free, quite honestly, to basically allow them to expand, to fill this void that they see. But then there are expenses, there are maintenance costs and things that you don't necessarily think about that the VA or the State Veterans Commission is reticent about committing to, because they're already struggling to provide care for veterans who are living still. And so what basically has become then of this offer? Let's circle back to the cemetery expansion. So what basically, where are we at with this now?
Well, again, it's been a recent event when the gentleman met with the state, and they basically came back with another no, and they were frustrated. And Dave Griffith, who representative Dave Griffith of Jefferson City, who became part of this group, told me last week that they have just about reached the end of their effort. They've tried it, pulled every string, and nothing seems to be working out for them. And the group is considering returning the property of the park to the city a year ahead of when it would have been required to if they didn't get the expansion done.
Right. Do they have any hopes beyond the national state level? I mean, there's really no other options that it appears.
They have not found anything that matches what they want out of a cemetery for veterans.
Yeah. So this has been a long journey for these veterans. I mean, and again, I go back to the times we've met with them. I was always struck by their passion for this cause. And so I'm sure this has been a big emotional letdown for them. And not to be stereotypical, but for men of that generation, it's not easy to share your feelings foremost. And so as this developed, you know, what did you see? What did you hear from these guys?
Well, I was with them since 2018 when I came to the newspaper. And they had just started the process, and they were so eager. And again, these are veterans, and they're tough men. You know, they're self-made men. And I got a call last week from Leon DeLong, one of the leaders of this group, and he was frustrated, and he was upset, I think, as much that the living veterans can't get the care they need in the VA hospitals because we don't have the funds available for them, as he was about not being able to get the cemetery expanded. And so, again, these are men who live to support their fellow veterans, and there's a lot of frustration.
You know, it strikes me, you and I talked a lot about veteran stories here. We do a fair share of them here at the News Tribune, and this community has been incredibly supportive of veterans. And I guess as we kind of wrap up our conversation today, I'm struck by the idea that while it may seem that it's over, it would not also surprise me that this community arises with some sort of solution to address this need to honor its veterans. And so we throw that out there for folks to consider. I would offer up Joe's email address freely, joe@newstribune.com. He would love to hear your thoughts about how we can best serve our veterans.
I agree with that thought. And I would also say that if you know these gentlemen, reach out to them and see if there's something that they think you might be able to do for them and help them reach their goal of getting an expanded cemetery or a new cemetery of some sort.
Yeah. Well, and again, and I think it's always great to just thank them for their service. They did a noble job serving this country, and we do appreciate our veterans here in this community. As we do Joe Gamm, our reporter here at the News Tribune. So Joe, thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to reading more stories from you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.